This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, welcome back to Roaming Ramadan Lessons on the Road. We just left the city of Medina, heading to Mecca, inshallah, for our Umrah. And subhanAllah, there are a lot of mixed feelings and emotions surrounding this journey, especially today. One of them is leaving the city of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, knowing that this Fajr, today's Salah, was the last Salah before departing Saudi Arabia after our Umrah. So the emotion of sadness was surrounding, subhanAllah, the air, the atmosphere around us, knowing that we will not be next to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again, and Allah alone knows when we will be able and when will He be granting us another opportunity like this. But at the same time, there was a lot of excitement and happiness knowing that we're going to the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Mecca and perform one of the sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by visiting the Kaaba, by doing the tawaf, by running between Safa and Marwa, fulfilling all these sha'air, all these rituals that were introduced to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And subhanAllah, that reminded me of the hijrah, or the journey back from Medina to Mecca victorious, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered from every direction, he and his companions victorious, regaining Mecca, his beloved city, and how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so happy to get back home, subhanAllah, in Mecca. And this is the feeling that everyone has or should develop by going visiting Mecca, subhanAllah. That personal victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled you to visit His house. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many rituals during, you know, your visitation to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe we don't understand. We don't understand its wisdom. For example, like kissing the Kaaba, kissing the black stone. Many people would question, even non-Muslims would question us, like, are you guys worshipping idols? Why are you kissing a stone and so on? SubhanAllah. The very meaning of Islam is to submit and to surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things that we have observed during the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he did what he did to guide us through in life, and so that we can come after him and imitate his footsteps, subhanAllah. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the most intelligent human beings ever produced in history, he looked at the black stone and he talked to it, and he said that, I know that you're a stone, you cannot harm, you cannot benefit. And this is what we should know as believers, that this stone is just part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot harm you, it cannot benefit you. We don't pray to it whatsoever. all what we do is we follow the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ because we trust him, because we believe that he was sent from high. So whatever the reason is, if it is hidden from us, doesn't matter. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said that had I not seen the Prophet ﷺ kissing you, I would have never kissed you. Look at the reasoning behind kissing the black stone, simply because we have seen the Prophet ﷺ doing such an act and we trust him so much. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of you to visit the house of Allah, the Kaaba, to fulfill your obligations, whether Hajj or Umrah, Ameen or Barmi. Stick around, inshallah, we'll be sharing with you few sites, few images from the holy sites, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And I will include you all in my dua, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm